pearls comes from an oyster.
Correct.
Wow.
But I think what they do is they embed the oyster with sand.
Uh-huh. To hype up the process.
Well, to make sure that there's sand in the oyster so that it will begin to...
A mouthful.
Well, it coats the sand because it doesn't want the sand in there.
Right.
So
right.
That's the pearl. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Junlin.
Hello, Mr. Dahl.
We called you in your car, but you must have already been parking.
Oh, was that the number? Okay. I tried calling back. Hey, I was parking.
All right.
How are you?
Good. Are you good? Because sometimes you get very angry about your car stuff, so we wanted to dissipate that before you got here.
Yeah, no, I showed you a picture, and I sent you a text from the road that I was listening to K-Love.
That'll calm you down.
It really did.
Love music.
It was, so that kind of... And, you know, I'd bounded out of the house with just a spring in my step, you know. It was Friday. I was feeling good. I locked down what I felt was a really good show open.
Mm-hmm.
Felt good about the car. I just was like, wow. Just
because you found out, I don't think we talked about this on the podcast, although a podcast listener did suggest this, that maybe your hood latch was loose or whatever,
right.
And that... Or a door. Or he said hood latch.
Yeah.
But that could cause the alarm to go off. But as it turns out, it was something similar, right?
Right. It was the latch from the hood had been sort of, for some reason, shifted. So it was a hood latch problem. And they just sort of realigned it, made a point of calling me every, like, hey, I know it's lunchtime. We still haven't gotten to it, but we're, going to take care of it. And they said, at the end of the day, hey, we fix it, no charge.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also like a recall thing on all the latches for the doors so we put in a whole new set of latches on the door. So I was pretty happy about that.
Because they can charge Ford. They charge that back to Ford.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so they're always happy to get some recall or warranty work.
Yeah, so they did that. And then I was just so happy.
They charge you the $100 to come in?
They did. That's just no matter what.
That doesn't seem right to me.
I know, right? It's just the fact that it's like an animal hospital emergency room. It's like my cat is sick and it's coughing up some stuff. All right, it's going to cost you $400 no matter what.
To be here.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose if you get some knucklehead who comes in and his oil filter or something.
Right.
I don't know.
I understand that for sure. Yeah.
But when it's a legit thing like that, and plus,
it's their fault.
It's a recall.
Mm. Yeah, there's a.
So I think you should.
You
do what you want. Did you credit card that?
Yeah.
I might contest that.
I think so.
Because it's a recall.
Yeah.
You want me to call on your behalf?
I probably signed the papers that said go ahead, whatever you have to charge. Right,
whatever. I mean, I guess they have the problem solved for $100.
Yeah. Well, so I thought.
Oh. That's why you had to go back.
Right. So, bounding out of the house, just feeling light as air. And the second I get in the car.
You are light as air.
Thank you. I can be really nice sometimes.
Most of the time.
I can be a very, calm and happy little person.
We rarely see you not light as air.
Yeah.
But it's noticeable when you're not.
I know. It builds up like plaque.
It's like, man.
Yeah.
Both Brendan, it's like we lit an M80 and we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
We should run.
For sure. Yeah. It's all connected.
I understand.
As I started the car, thing immediately without any hesitation, door open. Door latch open, and it comes on in red with the red, letter I, so it's for real.
Right.
Pay attention. So I thought, I guess maybe I didn't shut my door all the way. Mm-hmm. Wow, this thing's really dialed up nicely.
That's when you need a Brendan Greeley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, the door slammer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, just to be sure. I should bring the car over to you and just have
I'll just close the ball.
Yeah, just slam
it off. Did he ever slam your hood down?
No, I never had him look under there.
Oh, because that could be why the thing moved.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to check the oil? Let me check under the hood for you real quick. We can take it out to Wally if it's not working.
Yeah.
My 100-year-old mechanic.
And, of course, the door open. And then it sneaks in a hood open.
Whoa.
I'm like, oh, come on, man.
And how far were you from... The dealership and
they're right around the corner in Woodstock.
Okay,
on the way to the highway.
How far had you gotten towards the city when that happened?
I just sat in my car in my driveway.
Oh,
first ignition of the day.
So you didn't have to turn all the way, like halfway.
No. I just, you know, and even I just told, you know, like I'm just thinking, wow, that was really a great experience. As I'm walking up, I see the car. I'm like, what a great experience with a dealer. I was so hesitant.
So competent.
Such great customer service, the calls, you know.
Yeah, it was $100 just to drive on the lot.
But that's assurance now. This thing's licked for good. I got it. Yeah. It's worth it just for the peace of mind.
These doors are sealed so tight, if I accidentally drove into the Chicago River, this thing would float.
I'd be fine.
Like an amphicar.
Exactly. No, the seal is tight. So, I drove it in, and I just drove it straight into the bay, you know, and the guy was right there. I'm like, it's happening.
Don't even talk to me. Yeah. Put this thing up.
The same guy who was so accommodating yesterday, I was glad that he was there. I was glad the bay was open. I just pulled right the fuck in. I was like, all right. So... you know, and then he gave me a rental car. They're gonna look at it again, and so I guess they're gonna go ahead and order whatever the thing, the latch.
A loaner or a rental?
A loaner.
Yeah. Mustang. What'd you go with?
I didn't go with it. They handed me like a modern Focus or whatever. Uh-huh. You know.
Okay.
Or not? Yeah. Whatever it's called.
It's a loaner. It's a loaner. You don't have to pay for it.
I don't. Yeah. Right. Just return it full of gas, and I was like, really? Your fuck up. I got to fill this fucking thing up with gas.
Was it full when you took it?
Yeah.
Fill it. You're not going to put premium in there.
No.
No,
you're going to want to go
lowball.
89.
I don't care if it's a flex fuel or whatever it is, a hybrid. I already burned like a quarter of a tank just getting here from blasting the AC and the K-Love and just driving 90. So.
All right, well...
I apologize for my lateness, but...
You weren't that late.
I was just facing... I was just looking forward to this day, just with such glee.
Well, everything's good.
Everything is good.
Your car will be fixed by tomorrow, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe even later today. Yeah. Yeah, throw a couple more hundred at those guys.
Well, no, that sounds like that's going to be part of the warranty work.
Yeah, that's their problem.
My warranty, boys. I blew past my extended warranty.
Well, the recall.
Only on the doors. I'm not sure if it's on the hood. Yeah.
Tweet something at Ford.
See what they do?
Yeah.
Like
that's a good way to do stuff.
Yeah.
It does work. You know, I shot my Watt on ADT.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because I need them for something else. But I have been put in contact with the person who can help me. But
yeah.
I'm going to do it this weekend at Wilson Sporting Goods because I bought a basketball that won't stay full of air.
Really?
So I'm going to get them, see if I can get them to send me a free basketball.
You want to take it back to the store where you bought it?
It was a while ago, and I wrote my name on it already. It's a Target. So I might.
So it is
Target.
Possible you bounced it on a nail or something.
It has been used.
At some point it did work.
Yeah.
No, like it's really never like.
Why would you write your name on a basketball that's flat?
I don't know.
First thing I do, write my name on it.
That was before I took it out.
It's easier to read. It's longer and stretched out. It's easier to read.
Cultured pearls are the response of the shell to a tissue implant. A tiny piece of mantle tissue called a graft from a donor shell is transplanted into a recipient shell, causing a pearl sac to form into what the tissue precipitates, into which the tissue precipitates calcium carbonate.
By the way, pearl sac is the name of the new group I'm forming with Eddie Vedder.
Nice. I still think that means cum, Pearl Jam.
Oh.
I know he says it means something else, but I think it means cum.
Yeah. I think I'd heard that they rehearsed at a space on Pearl Street, so we're going to the Pearl Jam today to, you know, but
come. But I think it also means calm.
Yeah, yeah.
Typical rocker move.
10cc, Love and Spoonful. Yeah,
right about your cum.
Yeah.
Liz Phair did it. That's my favorite one. Like sweet, hot white cum or whatever.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one.
Something subtle.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a number of methods of producing cultured pearls using freshwater or seawater, whatever.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.